for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm G. Abile reporting. Buckingham Palace has announced the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, is retiring from royal duties this autumn. The palace spokesman said the decision was made by Prince Philip himself and is fully supported by the Queen. In a statement, the spokesman said the Duke may still choose to attend certain public events from time to time. The Duke turns 96 next month. He will attend previously scheduled engagements between now and August, but will not accept new invitations. The palace said the Queen will continue to carry out a full program of official engagements. FBI Director James Comey says it makes him mildly nauseous to think that his agency might have influenced last year's presidential election. Comey told a Senate panel Wednesday he agonized over disclosing the new investigation after investigators cleared then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
FBI Director James Comey. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday in Washington. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will meet U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time on Thursday, but the tone of the meeting in New York will be closely watched following an argument between the two leaders earlier this year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This will be the first time the leaders of Australia and the United States will have met since a heated phone call in January. The fractious nature of that conversation was over a controversial refugee deal Australia struck with the outgoing Obama administration last November. Security issues, including tensions on the Korean Peninsula and trade, are expected to dominate the talks. Professor James Curran is a research associate at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. He says Turnbull isn't being afforded the usual diplomatic reception.
It's not the White House, nor is it Mar-a-Lago in Florida. I think it's a step down in protocol.
Prime Minister Turnbull said in a statement,